Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump is back in Washington, having left the G7 summit in Canada early due to the Israel-Iran fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president said he wasn't aiming for a ceasefire, but for a permanent end, or for Iran giving up. He urged people to evacuate Tehran. Also on the plane, Mr. Trump was asked if he plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the deadly shootings of state lawmakers.
I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him, say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital of the war happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the two doctors accused in the overdose death of Friends TV star Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list. A Calumet County farmer is suing the Trump administration. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, filed the lawsuit on behalf of white dairy farmer Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges the USDA has three programs and policies that discriminate against white male farmers by giving advantages to women and racial minorities. Faust was one of several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021. That lawsuit argued race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. WILL has filed dozens of lawsuits in 25 states attacking DEI programs in government. Kimberly residents attended listening sessions yesterday as the village considers partnering with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office for its law enforcement services, thus leaving the Fox Valley Metro Police Department. The village contends they'll save almost $300,000 a year if they switch. Village President Chuck Quinn says it's possible the question will be put to a referendum for voters to decide. Fox Valley Metro Police currently serves Kimberly and Little Chute. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hunger room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, 1/2 inch to 1 inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also fusion voting. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course worldwide on the Civic Media app. Nice forecast out there for the morning. 69 in Green Bay right now, 69 in Appleton, 67 in Oshkosh, high in the low 80s, scattered storms expected. It's all right.
It's not going to happen.
We'll take it. We'll take it. We got Kerry Josephson in the house. Alzheimer's. Why do I always mispronounce that word?
You like Al.
Alzheimer's Association kickoff event coming up shortly. Hi, Kerry.
Good morning.
Are you proud of me that I brought you in something from my alma mater's
alumni paper? I am. I got presents this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I started reading it, sorry, I didn't get through the whole thing yet, but very interesting article.
Arizona State University leading the way in research for Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to be very cautious when we cut funding to schools if it's in research.
Mm-hmm.
UChicago does a really good job of research as well. You talk about all the pharmaceutical companies, but a lot of their stuff comes from the research that's done in these higher institutions. So,
absolutely. There's a lot going on UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, here
well,
locally, so, too, like, yeah. Like your buddy said about TC.
Yeah.
We need technical schools. I mean, that's very, very important in this country, but we also need universities and research and John Hopkins and those people to deliver it.
We need them all.
I didn't know ASU was that into research on Alzheimer's. I think that's really cool.
I'll just read the headline
for
here.
Sure.
But as soon as I saw this, I thought, I'm bringing this into work.
Wow.
Breakthroughs in Alzheimer's prevention. A healthy lifestyle and a future treatment for a common virus may reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease. Nearly 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, a condition that devastatingly impairs memory and identity. It's a heartbreaking disease that robs loved ones of their sense of self and ability to recognize loved ones. There's some good news. Research from scientists at Arizona State shows that there are ways to reduce risk, including through exercise, adding enough of the essential nutrient chlorine. In addition, a recent breakthrough suggests there may be a common connection to a common virus in 25 to 45% of new cases, which may allow the use of medication to prevent the virus from causing damage to the brain. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's
very cool.
Exciting.
That is very cool.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about, you know, a healthy lifestyle, getting enough sleep, protecting your brain, you know, against falls and traumatic injuries, things like that. Eating right, getting exercise.
You know, it's funny. The one thing we blow off, in fact, there's almost like a manly type of thing of, I only got 4 hours sleep last night and I'm working 12 hours today. And even with my little thing, with my cancer surgery for my whatever, and one of the things they stressed was sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They said sleep is so underrated. People will go jogging, they'll lift weights, they'll eat good, they'll whatever, and then they'll get 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Yeah,
which undermines all of that.
Yeah, yeah. Your body needs some time to recharge and relax.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just last, I didn't sleep at all last night. I had other stuff going on, but what a difference that can make, a good night's sleep. But it's, you want to get consistent, and there's ways to do that, but sleep is, and that sleep apnea is a big thing too now, right? Mm-hmm. And we had HME on here a couple times, and
I thought they were going to come back and test me.
Yeah, and they but I forgot, what did he say there? You know, it's almost like the pharmacy in a grocery store. It's a smaller square footage, but mm-hmm. the volume that comes out of there is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they got a huge place. I mean, it used to be a car dealership, and now, but he, I forgot what he said. He gave us a percent, like 40% of their business is sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not that high, but it was considerable.
Yeah.
It was a whole lot more than 10, I'll tell you that. And yet that only takes up 10% of their building. So I think, but he goes, you wouldn't believe how many people are on there. Now that they have this home test, which is awesome.
You don't have sleep apnea?
Right.
Oh, wow.
So you used to have to go to that lab, you know, on Webster Street. Yep. And I'd just, and then all those dots on your head. And I took a picture of that, sent it to my kids. Ah, you know, like, but you don't have to do that anymore. So it's really pretty easy to get diagnosed. And then the machines last, I don't know, 10 years now. It's not this, you know.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
They have. And they just tell you what to set it at, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, because the test will tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I mean, sometimes you've got the little lines in your face from the whatever. It's amazing how many guys do. Oh. How many guys we have come through here in this show that have those lines
in
on
the
their
morning.
Face.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It just, yeah.
But, I mean, better having lines on your face than not getting good stuff.
Absolutely. So. No,
however, they have this new thing now, and you just hold it up. It's an app. You hold it up to your face, and it looks at your face, and it will tell you the best mask for you. And a lot of the stuff doesn't need, that's the lines in the face. It's just, it goes in the nose, and they have a lot. There's been a lot of advancement on that. I think back in the day, everybody had these like these harnesses on their face, and you could do wide lines, and they'd come into work. It's like, okay. But there's just been a lot of advancement. And you talk about, I don't know that it's the cure for Alzheimer's, but a good night's sleep, no matter what, is important.
Yeah. Well, and that's the hard thing. There's no one cure or one thing that's going to prevent it. But, you know, all of those things together. So getting good sleep is definitely one of the
But I mean, they're really stressing that. I mean, even for like my thing, it's like, but you've got to make sure you get, you know, 8 hours of sleep, 7 to 8 minimum. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's hard to do. I mean, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that you need that much sleep.
That seems like a lot, doesn't
That's
it?
A lot.
It does. That seems like a lot.
I don't know. And I think as you get older, you need less. I mean, that's a lot of sleep. I don't need.
Well, we're not going to sleep on this because it is the
Waxahachie
and Alzheimer's, the Green Bay kickoff coming up Wednesday, June 25th. Hagemeister Park from 5 to 7, just right behind us here downtown Green Bay. Everybody, welcome. Come to learn about the Walk to End Alzheimer's and get registered. A really cool thing, Brewers Alzheimer's Awareness Game coming up on July 27th. Earn tickets to the game. Raise or donate $100 on your personal walk page between June 16th and the 30th. Earn 2 tickets to the Alzheimer's Awareness Brewers game, plus a pregame tailgate party on July 27th. Each $100 raised equals 2 tickets. Bring the entire family. Go to act.alz.org/Green Bay to register and then donate. Bonus! The top 2 individual fundraisers between now and June 30th will earn a VIP experience for themselves. A guest at American Family Field includes the thrill of sliding down Bernie's iconic slide.
Well, that's cool.
John, that could be you.
I know.
That's cool.
I know.
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot going on there.
That's cool stuff.
And we're in the zone right now. That started yesterday.
Yes, just started yesterday. Kicked it off. So we do the Alzheimer's Awareness Game with the Milwaukee Brewers every year. It's a big deal.
Absolutely.
You know, we have our sportscasters against Alzheimer's. Yep. So they're talking during the game, obviously.
Right.
Lots of shout outs about Alzheimer's. Lots of purple in the crowd that day.
Right.
We get a really good crowd of people to go and help to raise awareness.
Sports
we really need everybody.
I'm sorry. Sportscasters Against Alzheimer's, back for the 5th year. Incredible initiative. Been a total game changer in the efforts to raise awareness and concern about Alzheimer's disease, the nation's 7th leading cause of death. In a state that lives and breathes sports like Wisconsin, having a team of celebrity sports personalities on board has helped us reach entirely new audiences and shine a spotlight on this devastating disease that impacts over 110,000 Wisconsinites. And I'll tell you what, I can never remember his name, Jim. The guy who was governor for a while in the 70s.
Marty Schreiber.
Yes. Wow, is that a spokesperson for Alzheimer's?
Yes, he does. And that
book he wrote
job.
Is incredible.
Yes, and now I believe the last time I talked to him, he's over 800 appearances that he's done.
Wow, isn't that great?
The enthusiasm, yeah, the energy.
He does so much for caregivers. It's incredible.
And this the Hagemeister thing, which is coming up. I mean, that's
just next Wednesday.
Right. I've been to that, but tell people about it. I mean, that's a fun, cool event.
Fun event. It's really, like John said, it's open to the community. A nice time for people just to pop in. Right. You know, if you're not there at 5, that's okay. Pop in anytime from 5 to 7. You get to learn more about the walk, more about the association. We'll have lots of posters and yard signs and, you know, items so that people can help promote the event, and a good chance to get signed up. So whether you're registered already or not, whether you've done the walk before or not, come on down and learn more about us.
Right.
And get involved.
Now, what are some of the things? Obviously, awareness is so important. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of charities out there in the world. I mean, you've got to fight to kind of get your seat at the table these days, don't you? And you guys have to do events like this and everything. And the big and bold purple shirts. I mean, there's no holding back, saying, oh, well, I hope you help us. You got to be up to the forefront, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And a lot of people, I think, look at the event if they don't really know what it's about and they just think it's another walk run. Honestly, it's not really about the walk. Okay. It's about the community coming together and showing support for one another. A lot of times our event is referred to as the largest support group. It's just amazing to see all of those people coming together, and you know that they all have a shared experience and understand what the other is going through. So,
and I think you're right about sometimes the benefit of we want to raise money, because we just talked about research when you got here, how important that is, that we support the research that's been done for Alzheimer's. But boy, to meet someone else and share your story is very healthy.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the
so
reason.
So therapeutic.
It is. And I think that's another reason to go.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. So obviously come out, do the walk. If you don't want to do the walk, that's fine. We have a lot of people that come to the event. There are also a ton of resources. It's just a great event. So I encourage anybody that's interested in supporting just to come.
And I think that's nice, because that place we went to on Riverside, the restaurant, but it's nice you have booths and information there, because people know one thing, but they don't know all that's offered here. I mean, you just some of the training you do and some of the businesses that are more sensitive.
Well,
to,
just in the time we've known you and you've going on this show, things have changed.
I'm just a fountain of knowledge.
Isn't that crazy?
We're just going to say that. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
No, but I think what you mentioned about awareness, it is so important, because the last thing that you want to hear is, you know, to run into somebody at some point and tell them about the Alzheimer's Association, and then you hear that they had no idea about us or what we do, and they I wish I would have known.
Right, yet they knew someone who has, who was suffering with that, and it's like, wait a minute, you didn't connect
and
those
two. And they didn't
have
us as a resource.
Well, you hate to say it, but it was one of those diseases that was almost, you know, behind closed doors type of thing that, you know, nobody really talked about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of stigma for a long time. Right. Yeah, and we're finally coming out of that, which is good, because we need to talk about it.
These events, it's what you're doing right now that gets people out of it, so I think it's great. Now, you're responsible for Brown County and Door, right?
Yeah, Brown County and Door, and then oversee the Valley and Rhinelander, Antigo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where is there an area in the state of Wisconsin that it unfortunately is more prevalent than others? Do you guys ever get research like that? Because has there ever
I don't have that memorized.
Because is it ever brought up as a what's the term I'm looking for? Your environment type of cause type thing or anything?
There seem to possibly be some environmental things that do affect. And that's where, you know, we talk about sometimes it is genetic, but sometimes you'll find that there's more of an occurrence in one family, and it's not necessarily genetic, but it is more a lifestyle or outside environmental factors.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. I'd like to know.
I agree.
I don't think the jury's out on that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they figured that out yet. But my sister, who died, had Alzheimer's, died of that. My mother's very concerned that it's something we did as a family, because it wasn't, the genetic thing didn't work, and we couldn't find anybody else. But then she lived in a certain place, and you think, well, is it the water, is it the environment? But we all lived in Wisconsin. You know, there's a little bit more work that needs to be done on that, because I think there's some external forces
and
that we're not aware of.
And that would be a huge breakthrough.
That would be
huge.
Absolutely.
If you kind of neutralize that.
There's some things, countries like, you know, down, you go down to Costa Rica, I mean, there's less, some of the diseases down there than we have up here. You know, I think the environment can play a role. I think genetics is probably the number one thing. But anyway,
but environment and even lifestyle. You know, we talked before about sleep, but it's also eating habits and you know, amount of physical activity.
We're with Kerry Josephson, Alzheimer's Association kickoff event coming up. Back with more right after this.
Semi-talk kind of live, baby.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Clear your day on June 28th and head to the Brewers game for a Pat Murphy bobblehead giveaway, courtesy of Toyota. Get there early as the first 25,000 fans will take home the Manager of the Year bobble. Grab your seats at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, a good-looking Tuesday morning. Kerry Josephson, Alzheimer's Association. Big kickoff event. Let's talk some more about this, Kerry. Yeah. And Jim was asking, do you have to have a team to be involved? Not at all.
Not at all. And in fact, you can have a team of one person. Yep. And it's completely free to register. Like I said, it's really just an event to get resources out there, get information out there, and bring the community together. And if you want to learn more about it, please come out next week, Wednesday, June 25th at Hagemeister Park from 5 to 7 and learn more. Ask questions. Get involved.
Yeah. I just saw my name on this.
Sure enough.
Welcome our newest sportscasters against Alzheimer's member, John Mino. I just saw that.
Yes. Congrats, John.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. Very cool. You've had some big names, though. Matt LePay, Paul Brown, Craig Koshin, Jeff Levering, play-by-play, of course, the Brewers, honorary chairman of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So, we all talk for a living, so it's we'll definitely get the word out there. What would you like to see, Kerry, as far as with what you're doing here? And you've got such a big area. Jim was mentioning during the break how big of a geographical area you have. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see to make, I don't want to say make your job easier, but to really, everybody's got their goals, everybody's got their mission, everybody's got whatever, to really make it all come true?
Really would just like to see, you know, more and more people get involved in some way. And, you know, there are so many different ways to help, whether you volunteer or participate in the walk itself. Just share information. You know, we provide education sessions free of charge. So, if you're part of a business or an organization and you would like to provide, you know, information or education to that group or to your customers, reach out to me. We can definitely set something up. You know, just because it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Green Bay or the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Sturgeon Bay, it doesn't mean that you can't be involved if you don't live directly in that community. Right. You know, we can't have walks everywhere. Unfortunately, they are a lot of work. So, you know, we kind of pull from a bigger area. So we just want people to get involved in some way.
So we're talking about a lot on this show about people living healthy lives, you know, and not food. Well, this social interaction is becoming so much more important that
so
people
important.
It is that people at this is an opportunity here to do something good, but also meet other super nice people like you, you know. And I think people really need to set that, because I think COVID hurt the country a little bit. I think we all you know, hunkered down. That's my phone. And I just think that, you know, there's a lot of things that need volunteers, and there's a lot of great places to volunteer, you being one of them. So I just think it really checks a couple things. And
oh, for sure. And, you know, each community that has a walk, we have a volunteer planning committee. And then there are so many opportunities even outside of the planning committee to get involved. But it's really cool, you know, being part or helping to lead those planning committees. You see so many people come in and maybe they don't know a single other person in the group. And in a very short period of time, they're really good friends. They make some really strong connections there.
Another thing, Kara, that when we had the governor on, that made an impact. He was talking about how he thought, you know, well, heck, I ran the state of Wisconsin. I could certainly take care of my wife during this. And it was like, wow, you don't really know what the caretakers, the extent of what that's like, huh?
Yeah, it is a full-time job and then some. It's 24/7 and it's hard work. You need to get respite. You need to have a really supportive team around you.
And it is the 24 hours. I don't think people understand that. It is. And it's tough to do all that. That's nice that you really focus on the caregiver, your organization. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. You know, caregivers need a lot of support. It's not something that you can do yourself, for sure. And whether you're a professional caregiver or, you know, a family caregiver taking care of a loved one, either way, it takes a toll. You know, even professional caregivers, they get very involved. It's very emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, dealing with some of the behaviors, it's very taxing.
And it can be dangerous. I mean, there's I've read stories about, you know, somebody leaving something on the stove and totally forgetting about it. And, you know, I mean, some of these caretakers who want to take care of their loved one who might be very advanced ages.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a serious thing as far as that caretaker. And for the people that do that professionally, man, all the respect in the world for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It takes a very special person. And thank goodness we have them.
Yeah. Yeah, they are out there, huh?
They need to get paid and they need to get a break. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that's a tough field. I'm just not.
And Kara, who really takes care of this in regards to, like, okay, somebody's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you know, it's not just a medical thing now where you go to the family doctor. What are those next steps?
So that's a great question. You know, there are so many different things to consider when there has been a diagnosis, and it can be extremely overwhelming. I always encourage people to call our 24/7 helpline. You know, they can talk to professionals and get some guidance on what things to consider. Even just, you know, planning more long term for the future and having some of those hard conversations about, you know, how do you want your care to be handled once things advance? It's, you know, it's important to have those, and the sooner the better, honestly, because you want to do it when, you know, before the disease advances too much.
Just throwing this one out there, because I have no idea, like with health coverage, health insurance and those things, does this one fall under the big umbrella or does it fall through gaps?
That is definitely not a question for me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's another a big factor, too.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, when you get this diagnosis, boy, you're all in. You got to be all in.
Yes, for sure. And that's a good one for our helpline as well. You know, they are trained in so many different areas, or even, you know, your local ADRC. They're a fantastic resource. We are so lucky in the state of Wisconsin. I know other states are not nearly as lucky as we are. We have a dementia care specialist in every single ADRC in the state, which is incredible. So,
and in Green Bay here, that's right across from the police station, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right down
great
here.
Place.
They do. Mm-hmm. Oh, they do a lot of good stuff there.
Great
this
place.
Is great. Well, we got to get the 20th for sure. I mean, give us your website because people just start thinking now. I'm going to contact them.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, come out June 25th at Hagermeister Park.
Right.
But if you want a quick and easy way to get there, go to alz.org/walk. You can punch in your zip code and it'll give you the walk nearest you. This morning we're talking about Green Bay, but there are 26 other ones. So
outstanding. Wow. And we got until July 20th. We got a long time yet to talk a little bit more about this, the walk and earning tickets to the Brewers game. We'll be doing that. We'll keep this right in front of us. Kerry Josephson, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Really, thank you so much for having me in.
You bet. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of NetNair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. At the state capitol, there's extra security as legislators continue to work on the budget. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Albaugh.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A 27-year-old man died and a 13-year-old was injured after an SUV in Manitowoc County rear-ended their horse-drawn carriage on Sunday. Police say the accident happened in the town of Cato on U.S. Highway 10. Both the driver and his passenger were ejected from the carriage. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger was taken to the hospital. The SUV was driven by a 42-year-old Brilliant woman. The investigation is continuing. Winnebago County takes over ownership of the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus in Menasha at the end of the month when the university shuts down. The county is holding a public forum to discuss the ways to repurpose and use that space. The forum, led by County Executive Gordon Hintz, will be Wednesday, June 25th at 5:30 at the United Way Fox Cities in Menasha. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At the end of the day, they've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also.
Josephson, Alzheimer's Association, their kickoff event coming up very shortly. We're going to be talking a lot more about that. Well, we got a great bunch in here. I'm going to just open it up and let everybody just introduce themselves. Big boy, you go ahead and start the way.
Hi, I'm Vinny, and I'm with Hua Wisconsin.
Hua!
I'm Terry, and I'm here with Harborview Charters.
And I'm Mike with Harborview Charters.
And tell us what you got going on here, Vin Man.
Well, what we're here, we're doing a fundraiser for a program for HUA. It's called Veterans Fishing University.
And by the way, go back and just one more time, tell everybody what HUA is.
HUA is a Wisconsin-based 501c3, and we're geared toward the prevention of veteran suicide.
So, and you guys have done an amazing job.
Thank you, yes. It's a lot of work, but we get a lot of rewards out of it as well.
So. I know you do.
And there's not just one thing. You do a lot, which I think is, we talk about socialization and how important that is and...
So many programs.
Right.
And we've got skydive free fall.
We've got
scuba. We've got motorcycle license. We've got wellness, which is huge.
But even like with Kerry just now, you know, one of the main things is just get it out there. Get the word out there. You know, and then proceeds or donations will follow. But it's a competitive business trying to get that buck from people these days. Yep. So you got to fight hard on a daily basis, don't you?
Correct. Always. Like you said, it's a competitive dollar that you're going for.
Yeah.
And we can only do what we do with the funding that we receive. And it's not, you know, a lot of it is just rely on donations.
And people are generous. I've done my share of fundraising, but there's just, you know, you go in to see these people sometimes and they're like, look at my desk. I got three asks and one wallet. I'm like, just give it to me, you know, but they're all good. You know, you can't really, I would never talk down anyone else, but they're all worthy and yours is terrific. And yet we had this lady just in here before you, Alzheimer's. I mean, that's super important. And we all know people who are touched by different things. So I think this is really cool what you're doing with this whole partnering with the fishing and getting people. Because you don't, if we knew what prevented suicide, we would do it. And we don't know yet.
We would cure it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about Veterans Fishing University.
Yeah. All right. Well, what we do, it's a year-long program. And we bring a veteran and either his caregiver, his spouse, or a family member. And we teach them all three aspects of fishing. And we start out with ice fishing. We go to conventional fishing this summer. And I lead the fly fishing, fly tying section. Wow. We get them the whole gamut of opportunities. It's a year-long program. We start in January. It ends in December. And we just basically teach them how to go out and do that on their own without, you know, and as a family or as an individual.
Awesome.
And we supply them with gear and all that to use. So, you know, if they are financially strapped or whatnot, we're here to help. I mean, so it's just another outlet that we can give our veterans to get them out of their dark spaces.
Beautiful.
Because loneliness can lead to a lot of bad things. Just
sit in a room like this, you look at four walls all day, you got nothing going on but what's in your head.
Well, you know, another thing, I love how you guys do the hands-on type thing, because we have one of our great friends, he comes down from a D.C. farm for veterans, where it's like they start gardens for the veterans and everything, and having something like that to look forward to and a sense of achievement is so important, isn't it?
It is. It almost, it's like it gives them a new purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and anything to change their mindset is great.
And you couldn't do it without great people helping. And let's introduce once again these two people alongside of you here.
That's right. Next to me, I got Mike and Terry from Harborview Charters. They have teamed up with us at VFU to do a meat raffle fundraiser for the program on August 16th. And it's going to be just a great event. We got raffles. We got all sorts of prizes going on. They have been a great, great supporter of the program. I'm so happy to be paired with these guys. They're awesome people. And it's just, we're just trying to do good things for good people.
Terry and Mike, this is great you're doing this. I'm sure, like you, you get a lot of opportunities to help people out. I mean, what attracted you to this organization?
Well, we jumped on the first year of the VFU. If we can get veterans, you know, out on big water, you know, there, everybody can get on shore and do some shore fishing. There's more to fishing. There's big lake fishing, and
right.
To get those individuals out and teach them, you know, it just ain't crappie fishing or bluegill fishing, but there's a whole nother world of big fish fishing, and to educate them on what baits and lines and techniques to use, out on big water,
and just how to play them, taking them in.
Right. Yeah. So that it's a whole nother aspect of fishing. So, we want to jump in and do that as well.
And once they latch onto one of those,
hang on. Yeah. You're in a fight for about 20 minutes to 45 minutes.
But
so
if you can, you know, pardon the pun, get them hooked, but that's just something to look forward to week after week. And
right.
People who fish, and I'm not one of them, my brother is, but he's just nuts about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, because you talk about, you know, looking at those four walls that are going on in the big water with yep. these guys and really learning mm-hmm. something that you can learn, continue to learn too. It's not like you learn it right. all in one.
Right.
I mean, that's a process.
Yeah.
That's great you're doing that.
Yeah.
And how, are you enjoying this?
Yeah. So I actually work in the mental health field. So obviously supporting anyone in that area has been huge for me. So I believe you've had them on as well, but like the Wellness Command Post, who also does like mental health services for the HUA. I'm, you know, I've worked with them before and, you know, stuff like that. And so I've just always had like a passion to help people. We kind of get asked that, like, have you served in the military? Does your spouse serve in the military? And I'm like, no, it's just a population that you want to help and you want, you know, to give them as many opportunities as possible, because.
And they will appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
God bless you. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we just, you know, when this came about, we're like, what better way to kind of support in all different areas? And so we mm-hmm. jumped aboard.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you know, gas isn't cheap these days. You go out, you right. know, what, about 3 miles to a gallon or whatever? I mean, there's right. there's some costs what you guys are involved
yeah.
with here.
Right. Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, you burn 45 to 55 gallons of fuel.
Right.
You know, that's.
What is it, about $5 a gallon?
Yeah, marina gas yeah. is a little pricier.
Why is that? Isn't that crazy?
Well, I think there's, you know, the agencies have their hands in it, you know, the for potential spills and DNR, and that's a whole other show.
All right. But I'm always like, when I used to do fishing stories, you know, we'd always, you know, help pay for the gas, obviously. We'd give them the publicity, but also pay for the gas. And it was just always shocking, even back then in like the 80s or 90s,
yeah.
how much more expensive it was when you pull up
always.
There at the dock versus what you could have done at, you know, down the street.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And people, I think they know, but they have to be reminded that these things cost money. They mm-hmm. they just do. I mean, life costs, everything costs money. And, you know, I work at a homeless shelter. It costs money. And people, I think, are generous, but they need to know that it's going to a good cause, which obviously it is. And what are some of your expenses? And you talk $5, that'll get anybody's attention.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got your gear. You got right. your, you know, insurance. Your slippage on your vessel. The, you know, all your, there's legal fees, you know, right. documentations right. with your boat. There's this, it almost seems like it never ends yeah, when you have a fishing business, but you do it because you love it. You right. know, you do it because you want to.
And we got the meat raffle coming up. That, yep. Those are fun. John's done a million of those things. I've done maybe half a million. But what if we're not going there? What other place can we donate? How can we get
go right to whoawisconsin.org and you
okay.
can donate directly right there. You can
That's
do
easy.
A general donation, or you can ask to put it towards VFU or Skydive Free Fall, whatever you want.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny, talk a little bit about some of the men and women. And I always want to make sure we talk about women. There's just as, you know, big of a issue with women and post-traumatic stress and different things like that. What are some of the things that you guys do if somebody comes to you or to Will or whomever of the bunch and says, man, my wife, my husband, my whatever, my brother's really struggling, you know, and sometimes there'll be like an event that sets them off mm-hmm. and puts them in a bad place. What are some of the things that you folks try to do?
Well, we try to give all the opportunities and resources just so if someone does call, we can kind of, like the calls I take, I would try to kind of get a little background on who I'm dealing with, and that'll kind of point me in the direction where I need to send them.
Got it.
You know, if I just created a whole deal on, like, veteran homelessness, so I got resources I can use for that. Financial resources are always a big deal. And just basically their mental health is just, we got tons of resources for that. You know, we try to do, if we can't help them, we always try to at least point them in the right direction to get them the help.
And I hate to say this, you know, but convincing them that that solution isn't in that bottle sitting in their place.
You know, and the first, the biggest act of courage that they can do is to reach out and ask for help. And we got to make sure that they know that that's okay. No one's going to fault them for, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm not feeling right. I need help. And that's.
Got a text here. Good morning. I just want to say thank you to all of you there that what you do. My husband is a 30-year Army veteran. He has participated in some of these programs. They are so beneficial to the veterans and the family. Thank you all, and we appreciate what you do, Kathy.
Our pleasure.
So to you guys.
Yeah,
how did you, what's your passion? How did this come about? Terry, your mic.
Well, like I said, I've always, I've worked in the mental health field for over 20 years. I do have family that was in the military, excuse me, and I have a cousin that struggled with mental health for quite a while. And so just when I started hearing about the HUA and starting to do things and all of that kind of stuff, it's like, what more can you do? What more can you be involved in? And so when this, you know, the Veterans Fishing University came about and the fact that obviously he's passionate about fishing, it was like, okay, this is where we can head and lead. And, you know, there's so much with wellness and being just outside.
Yeah.
It creates just such a space for like mental clarity and all of that kind of stuff. So it's like, to be able to help in the mental health aspect of it and then partner it with our business and getting people out, to me, is what better way to serve.
How about you, Mike?
Yeah, and this program is something that I never want to see fall to the wayside because of funding. It's just the veterans, police officers, et cetera, firefighters, even school teachers that I've had out on the water. Once you get them out there and you start fishing, you can physically see the stress come out of them. You can just see it, and it's wonderful. It's just as a captain of that boat, I did my job, whether we got, you know, a cooler full of fish or not. But that right there was my job.
And you know, I've done it where I've gotten out, you know, as the reporter type thing. And sometimes there'll be like two people, and you know, they were asked, "Are you okay if another two come?" Whatever.
Yeah.
And total strangers. By the end, by the time you get to that dock, they're exchanging phone numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There is a unity thing, something about being out in that water that is magical.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound melodramatic, but it is strange.
Yeah. And so that's why the whole meat raffle kind of, we collaborated with the HUA, like, we need to raise some funding and do something so that this program alone never falls to the wayside, that we continue this and it grows in a positive direction and we get new people every year. You know, it would be awesome to almost have a waiting line to get more people on board and, you know, just the growth, continue the growth.
And I think you will, because I'm sure there's testimonials that people, there's something about leaving the land and going on the water. I mean, that's just a good disconnect or whatever. It's different. I mean, that's very healthy for people, but I'm sure the testimonials, and we just got to get the word out how, the word I'm looking for, just how reinvigorating this is. This is really, that it works, you know? Like we said, there's not one thing, but this is something that can really help to getting that mental health that we're all looking for.
We get some of a quick break, back with more on the Veterans Fishing University, an awesome organization, right after this.
You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cylinder.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24/7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up! Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here with our man Vinny from the Veterans Fishing University. Veterans Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group of Oshkosh and Berlin. Great, great organization, what he does there. And he's a Purple Heart recipient from Iraq, and so very proud that we have him. And we're at Terry and Mike here. Tell us again just a little bit about the world of charter fishing, Harbor View Charters out of Kewaunee, and you guys doing it. It's not for the meat. I mean, let's be honest.
40%.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the weather's good, then it's all good, you know. But we generally try to steer around. If the weather predictions are, you know, nasty winds, and we'll work with the customers to reschedule to have their day a little more pleasant. But a lot of people, we don't get that opportunity. They come from, you know, a lot of our clients are coming from Minnesota or North Dakota. Right.
Seems like whenever I was doing stories, there was somebody from Minnesota.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they love that Lake Michigan. The Minnesotians, they travel. And there's actually a lot of people in our harbor that have their seasonal boat slips that drive every weekend just to be here.
Really?
Yeah.
I think sometimes fishing's a little, it's not talked about enough. I mean, that's a little underrated. That is a unbelievable
It's a vital part of our economy.
Right, it right. is. The economy, and right. it's also, it attracts a lot of people here.
Right.
Like, that, look at some of this medical, you know, we're booming.
We got such a great fishery.
Right.
And these
right.
doctors that can be in the OR and then be on the water in, right. what, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Right. Like Lake Michigan, it's literally at our back doorstep.
Right.
And the majority of people in Green Bay or, you know, in our surrounding area has never been out on Lake Michigan, you know, regardless if it's a charter or even just visit one of the local communities, you know, just to go look at it or go to one of the beaches they got between Kewaunee and Algoma. There's beautiful beaches.
Right. And how fun is that to just something to do with, I don't know, with your dad or your brothers or whatever, your family, to do one of your charter things for half a day? I mean, that's just, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And it's right here.
Well,
right?
let
right.
me ask you something. You grew up on the shores of Lake Michigan in Two Rivers. How often did you go out?
It was shore fishing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of that. But
yeah.
to go out is totally different.
Right.
It's an experience. And also the world looks different from the water looking
right.
back.
Right.
And I always think that's something that people miss out on by not.
And there is good pier fishing, definitely. But you get the full idea of it all when you leave the dock at 3:30 in the morning and you're heading out in a fairly large boat and you're running out there to, you know, the 35 plus pound king salmon, you know, that's you're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah.
And I don't like everybody's, you know, like Father's Day is a big thing, you know, sons and dads, like that's wonderful, but moms fish too. And a lot of people forget that. Like I had a mom and her three sons, just the mom booked a charter. We had a fantastic time. That's the mom cool. and her three boys. It was awesome.
Now that's neat. Cause I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I've taken my mom fishing.
Yeah, right.
Tell us how you guys hitting.
It's good. I mean, it's right now, it is on fire. Steelhead and salmon are just from Sheboygan all the way up to the Upper Door County Peninsula. It's on fire. So, yeah, find a charter captain and get out there and get some salmon on the grill or the smoker.
So how do we get
and
a hold?
That's the deal. I mean, you eat those babies.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, and they're good for you.
Yeah,
we talked about the veterans thing, but just to somebody independent of that, they want to just contact you. What do you have? A website?
Yeah,
phone number you want to give us?
Harborview Charters. You can find us on Facebook or our website. Yeah, we're out there.
That's awesome.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, this is
really great.
Yeah,
I mean, for the veterans, this is great what you're doing. But
it's also from the heart.
Yeah. But it's also, like you said, it's good to get people in Northeast Wisconsin out on the water. I think that's healthy for them, and they may get the bug and continue doing that.
Yeah, yeah. We
or they might get sick like me and not do it again. So.
I mean, there's ways around the seasickness. I mean, that's, you know, people they condemn the idea of going charter fishing because of the seasickness. Well, I get car sickness. I get seasickness. There's so many options out there now to curb that. You know, to over the counter stuff, the ear, there's a patch you can wear in back of your ear. You know, you can actually go see your doctor and get a prescription to take care of that stuff too. So explore those options. You can get out.
And just don't go down below deck.
Well, that's, yeah.
Stay up in the air, the fresh air.
Yeah, that's but for sure. Yep.
That patch, I went on a cruise and I couldn't believe the number of people that were wearing those patches. I'm like, do they really work or is it psychological? You know, but anyway, they do work.
They work.
They work, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
Vinny, quick question for you, buddy. If any veterans out there listening right now, they want to take part in the Veterans Fishing University, what should they do?
Go to www.huawisconsin.org, search under programs, you'll see VFU, and just simply apply.
You know, you guys have done so much in such a short time. Oh. I remember talking to Will when you guys started up. Mm-hmm. I think I was at one of your very first meetings, and the way you guys have grown is incredible.
We got a great board, and it's just a great, everybody's in line. We partner with great people like Terry and Mike. It just takes a lot of aspects to keep the ship moving. So,
and who knows how many lives you very possibly have saved?
Not enough.
But
it's true, right? Just leaving that one is rough. Right.
It is, and you have done some, and you're right. You just maybe can't document it, but I mean, come on. What you're doing is checking all the boxes of socialization and you know, nature's healthy, like you were talking about. Yeah. It's good to get out away from whatever. Wheel of Fortune, whatever they want, and get out and see nature. And Mike, really, there's not a better way than being on the water.
Right.
I just think it's terrific what you do.
Mike can attest to this. He took our first class out on a charter, and it was all parent-sibling.
Yeah.
Parent-child type of deal. And you could tell how they were bonding together on the boat. It was just a great, great event.
So the the father and the son. The son was overseas for many years, mm-hmm. and the father said, you know, I can never ever get that time back, but with this stuff and this organization and doing these things, I can start getting my time back with my son. I can start making new memories.
That says it all right there. Yeah. We're going to leave it right there because that's perfect. By the way, you guys booked for the summer now? Or
there's some openings, yet, but we're extremely busy.
Give yourselves a plug.
Harbor View Charters. Again, Facebook, Harbor View Charters, LLC. You can look us up.
And you go out of Kewaunee.
Out of Kewaunee.
Beautiful. Right. Do you serve Matunke?
No.
That's good. That's a good thing. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Veterans Fishing University is an awesome organization. Back after this.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected. And so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News.